broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour 2 at 2 in the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. How would you like raw honey delivered directly to your door? To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or smile and dial 801-669-2211. Raw honey delivered directly to your door. Speaking of Kurt, welcome back, brother.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. I got an email that says, Omnibus failure. Sam, the massive omnibus spending bill written by GOP leaders in the House and Senate and passed last night is another betrayal of the conservative voters who elected them. This bill spans 2,232 pages and spends $1.3 trillion, making it the largest spending bill in U.S. history. And at 2,232 pages, it forces the American taxpayers to $582 million dollars per page. The bill continues to fund Planned Parenthood. It continues to fund sanctuary cities. And it continues to weaken the Second Amendment, not to mention that it fails to fund the border wall. Senator Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan of the House handed over control of the legislative branch to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. The GOP establishment is simply unwilling to fight for our principles and values, which is why the Senate conservatives fund and work so hard to elect constitutional conservatives. Without leaders who honor their oath to support and defend the Constitution, we will not only lose our country to endless liberal policies, but we will lose election after election. That's why so many freedom-loving Americans across the country are working to make a difference. Kurt, do you want to respond to that? And then we'll have our guest respond.
I don't know what else to add, Sam. Let's go to the guest.
Richard Mack, welcome back, my friend.
Well, thanks so much for having me back. I checked the schedule, and I'm available. I don't know if you remember, but I'm in California right now.
Yes, wonderful. First off, we're gonna just tell everybody you're on the road traveling, so it's been a little hectic grabbing you. But we'll get into the details of why you're there in just a second. But this omnibus spending bill, what do you think?
Sam, I think it's one of the worst things that has ever happened. I mean, that the Republicans are continuing to fund Planned Parenthood. I find that so astonishing, and I find it such a backstab. I was thinking a tu brute the whole time you were reading that. I'm just shocked that they can be so calloused and so anti-American and so blatant in their portrayal of their betrayal. And it doesn't surprise me, but it really disappoints me. And it's just one more time where you and I have said this so many times that there's so little difference between the Democrats and the Republicans.
Amen to that. And what Kurt always asks is, what is a Republican? And I think that question is becoming more and more and more relevant over time. Not that it wasn't relevant when he brought it up, but that I think it's becoming more clear in the minds of people that, you know what, that question really encapsulates, in my opinion, the problem and provides the solution, Kurt.
Well, yeah, George Washington's the guy who brought it up.
Sam, he wasn't a Republican, though.
No, he was an American.
That's right.
I guess you could say the original. And, you know, he basically said, hey, we got to avoid the spirit of party, and at least it would bring all of those of us who are kind of, maybe kind of is a bad word, but who feel a little bit left out and lied to, et cetera.
Disenfranchised, would give us all something, if you will.
Something to work on when it comes to, you know, we just say, hey, let's make America great again and eliminate the whole party system. I mean, hey.
Yeah, and this is Liberty Roundtable Live, and we don't have to agree on everything. My take's slightly different than Kurt's take, which is slightly different than this group, the Senate conservatives that just sent me that briefing that I gave you. I gave you the Heritage Foundation briefing last hour as well. Now we got Richard Mack's view. Every one of them are slightly different, but I think they have very like-minded themes and points. But yet they have uniqueness to them for discussion and for consideration and for understanding. We gain in our understanding when these discussions and I would call them healthy debates. I don't think there's anything wrong with a debate maker, as long as you're not with a goal of arguing and dividing. But your goal of the debate maker is to bring out, to push harder to get to the real answers. What's really best for America? And at the end of the day, we shouldn't say Sam's right, Kurt's wrong, Kurt's right, Sam's wrong. What we should say is, how do we push hard to get to what's best for America? The founders did that and created the greatest country the world has ever known. That's what we need to do. They had plenty of debates and plenty of knockdown dragouts along the way. But in the end of the day, they turned to God, family, and country. At the end of the day, they put together principles that made America great. That's what we aim to do again. Now, you want to promote the Adam Kokesh plan, don't you, Sheriff?
Well, I do. And this is not as planned as much as I want to promote that it's seemingly becoming a legitimate and reasonable argument now, and this is just one more push towards that, because obviously the Democrats and Republicans are not going to get the job done. So it's also back to a con-con. You know, I'm leaning more towards that now too, as a legitimate alternative. It's obviously a constitutional alternative. What Adam Kokesh is talking about might not be a constitutional alternative, but it's definitely a Declaration of Independence alternative. And it is a prerogative of the American people to throw off such government and establish new guards. It really looks like a con-con, and Adam Kokesh's thesis and campaign platform seem to be taking on a lot more legitimacy now because of what the Republicans have done.
All right, Kurt, you want to respond?
Well, there's no doubt that we find ourselves in, I was going to say hot water, but
that's a pretty good term.
It seemed like we've been in it for quite a while.
Yeah, that's right. It's just scalding
but,
now.
Yeah. you know, it just seems like there's so many real solutions, and yet, you know, the guys we keep putting in there that somehow control things, the kingmen is what I call them, basically just keep taking us, you know, away from liberty and freedom, away from what we know is sound principles. And so, you know, I mean, I part of me says, hey, you know, just kind of wad up the whole thing and toss it in the trash and start over. And then part of me says, hey, let's just, you know, keep the good and eliminate the bad. But it just seems so tough to tell where the swamp monster ends and where one, you know, begins.
Boy, howdy, is that spot on. But I'll tell you what, you know, I find myself not wanting to do the con-con, not wanting to do the nuclear plan of a secession, or not wanting to do the rip it up and throw it in the trash, as Kurt kind of worded it. I find myself with Scott Bradley saying, I want to apply the principles that made America great. With pure application of the principles, that is the answer. With morality in the people, that is the answer. And I know that everybody wants to search for everything but point to that. Now, they'll acknowledge if I push on it, they'll say, oh, you're right, Sam, good point. And then they'll go on to, hey, let's con-con again.
Yeah.
But I'm convinced that this is the central theme that we ought to be focused on. That's just my take.
Well, yeah, and you know, the primary, one of the at least one of the primary criteria within the CONCON is a balanced budget amendment.
Well, that's what they claim. Yeah.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, would it happen? The thing of it is, you don't know what's going to happen there. And even the people that push this keep saying, well, there won't be a runaway convention. Nobody knows that. And
that's what really frustrates me when they push for it and they can't admit that they don't know that. If they admit they don't know that and they say it's chancy, but we agree, then I would have some respect for them. But when they deny that point and say, oh, you don't even know, and but then they don't have answers for the clear questions, that's what really starts to get me frustrated.
Right. Same with me. But the thing of it is, at this point, it's really difficult to say how things could get much worse. There is no respect for the Second Amendment or the Bill of Rights. There is no respect for deficit spending. There is no concern for deficit spending. There is no concern for abortion. There is no concern for funding abortion. And Sam, I told you this on the show before, and I'm going to do it again right now. This is one more time for me and every Christian that I've called on this in this country to tell you, none of us should be paying taxes to this evil government that supports abortion. We should stop paying our taxes.
Well, and that's why I say that we really need to focus on this pro-life issue. I can't find an issue more important than the pro-life focus and rejecting the dishonest money, because we'll never have an honest society if dishonest money is at the core. So that you're right on several points. Let's come back, talk about that a little bit. Then I got a cheerful story for you that I think is worthy of discussion as well. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds. Sam Kurt and Richard Mack.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
The website says Kokesh for president. Finally, free America. It's a very libertarian view that Kokesh has got. It's a very Declaration of Independence view Kokesh has. Believe it or not, Alan Keyes and others would probably be for this plan. Again, I personally believe it's pure application of the principles that made America great, the constitutional principles. And some would say, Sam, you have great intent, but you're naive, you're deceived, you can't get it done, buddy. You know, you're still just thinking, you're still a big dreamer, Sam. It's not real. And I would still say that I believe personally that's the best solution, is pure application of the principles that made America great. And when we see those principles obeyed, we see good things happen. But unless enough Americans are getting involved, the Founding Fathers said you have a republic if you can keep it. And I think that was some of the wisest words ever spoken. You know what? Government is not a fun thing. Government's like fire, and it's very, very, very challenging to do it to deal with it in a way that's meaningful. And it's been tough. Anyway, he says, my name is Adam Kokesh. I'm running for not president of the United States. With the Libertarian Party platform on the peaceful dissolution of the entire federal government. So he's flat out calling for a dissolution of the federal government, gentlemen. Sheriff, your response.
Now, do you still want to get him on the show?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Again, this isn't about Sam being right. Or say, you know, hey, everybody's got to shut up and listen to Sam. This is an expression of ideas. And you know what? Adam Kokesh's ideas belong in this debate, too. Sheriff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so do yours. And so do Kurt's. And mine might differ some, but that doesn't make mine more right than yours or more, hey, Sam's the only smart one on the planet stuff.
Yeah. And Adam's a smart guy.
Absolutely, he is. And he means well, I believe, in his heart, too. I'm convinced he does.
You know he was arrested for dancing in the Jefferson Memorial.
Yes, and I also know he was arrested for smoking some pot and having a gun on, you know, where you're not supposed to have a gun and all that stuff. None of that stuff matters to me, and I'll tell you why. Because a lot of these ticky-tack laws and everything else ought to not be anyway, and I'd like to see him go before a jury of his peers and let them decide against with true instructions about a fully informed jury and see how they deal with Adam Kokesh, because I believe they'll let him walk.
The dancing in the Jefferson Memorial was just ridiculous, and he saw that it was a law, so he went and violated it just to show the cops how stupid they were that they were enforcing such a stupid law. And there's a video of him dancing in the Jefferson Memorial, and he's not a very good dancer, but be that as it may, he still didn't deserve to be arrested for it. And the enforcement of stupid laws is the essence of tyranny, and I think that's what he was trying to.
And he's trying to use the media to highlight the obvious point that the mainstream press gatekeepers have kept from the people for so long. And even though I'm not exactly delighted about his tactics, I get his point, and it's a valid one.
Sure, it is. And that that we do have the right. I mean, Sam, even people in the freedom movement pay very little attention to the principle in the Declaration of Independence that we have the right and the duty to throw off such government. Because that's not just talking about voting, Sam. In fact, the first thing that one of our members of the CSPOA told me after I lost the election said, it's obvious, Mac, that we are not going to solve America's problem at the ballot box. And I have to agree with that. I knew it before I ran, but every now and again we luck out and get something to happen, and I thought this situation was a potential for that. Obviously, I was wrong. But I also agree with you, Sam. I really should have run as an independent. And this is more all the more reason that I should have. Now, the news I saw just a minute ago during the break is that Trump is still considering vetoing this bill. Is that still on the table?
Is what on the table? Say it again.
That Trump is going to veto.
Yeah, last we hear, Kurt, do you want to respond to this? Kurt had more details and news than I have on it, but it's a good point, and I think we have a window of opportunity to get the president to veto this, and I think that's exactly where we should focus our time.
I don't like his reasoning for it. He's just
agreed.
Talking about that. He's not talking about abortion or Planned Parenthood. He's talking about DACA.
Correct, but I will say this, though. I hope he does it. Kurt, do you have more on this? I think it is still an option.
Well, yeah, his tweet, and, you know, that's what I go to know what he said.
You're wise, because that's where the news is being made, either the tweet or the White House website, right, Kurt?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's a tweet from, it says it's from President, you know, and so he said in his tweet, I am considering a veto of the omnibus spending bill based on the fact that the 800,000 plus DACA recipients have been totally abandoned by the Democrats, in parentheses, not even mentioned in bill, left, right parentheses, and the border wall, which is desperately needed for our national defense, is not fully funded. So that's the end of the tweet and the whole.
But you're right, Sheriff and Kurt. We have an opportunity to influence the president to veto this, and I pray we get that done. And that's where we need to apply pressure right this very second.
Right.
I think we got to send Adam Kokesh up there to dance against the omnibus spending bill. Would call it the, you know, you've heard of the different dances they've got, right? Like the Macarena and stuff like that. This would be the omnibus dance. You know what I mean? You get right on up there and just dance and have a good time. And we really got to highlight this. And we have a window of opportunity in my mind to stop it. It would shut down government, but then we could literally engage in a debate about the proper role of limited government. And that's exactly where I think we ought to go. What do you think, Sheriff?
Well, I'm totally with you there. I think where you and I would end up arguing quite a bit with Adam is on abortion. But I think he would agree that it would be settled in the states. Pretty much, I think Ron Paul said that too, that it is not a federal issue. The state should take care of it. But regardless, some states would obviously keep it going. And I believe that all of us, including the federal government, have a responsibility to protect life. So I'm not too certain about that one, because you have to ask every libertarian or everybody who is in favor of the law and the rule of law. You have to ask them, how is it that you could support abortion? Do we not agree that we all have the right to choose? And everybody's going to say yes. They said, so if you voluntarily choose to procreate and somebody ends up expecting a child, where in there is there a lawful and reasonable accountability for your choice that you can just kill the child? How is that accountability?
Where is the choice for the child as well?
Well, true, because we all started out that way. And to take away my right to life violates the number one principle in the Declaration of Independence that you're also hanging your hat on, that you can abolish government. Do we not support the unalienable right to life? Or is it that we just pick and choose what part of the Declaration of Independence we support or that we adhere to or that we use? Oh, we use it. Here again, it's not a cafeteria. We don't get to, oh, well, this part of the Declaration of Independence I really love, but not this right to life thing. No, oh, heaven, no. So it's either, to me, the rule of law is that it applies to everybody. It applies to each of us. It applies to accountability and choice. And people who say they're pro-choice, no, you're not. You're pro-murder. You're pro-death. Because that child...
Amen to that.
And so that's the part where I'm sure that you and I would depart from Adam, even though he and I have never discussed this. Most of the libertarians are pro-choice. And
yeah, that's right.
And I'm going to tell you this that really disappoints me with the libertarians is that they don't involve God in the process.
Right. And that's why, believe it, between me and you, Sheriff, I call it a non-starter. So Adam Kokesh says the revolution, this is the revolution you've been waiting for. I have a fundamental difference, and we might say, well, he's talking about a peaceful solution, Sam. It's not real revolution in the revolutionary sense. I get it, but I choose to use different words, and I don't mean just to be, you know, caught up in semantics or rhetoric here, but I think I'm highlighting an important difference with these words. Are we for a revolution, or are we for a restoration? And I think that's a critical difference in understanding and belief and efforts that we work towards.
Well, the restoration would be revolutionary, and
I agree with that, but it's a focus. One says we have the blueprint that we ought to return to and apply. The other one says we got to throw it out and start over. And there's a fundamental difference. Both might achieve the same goals, though. I mean, in other words, I understand the idea that the hearts and minds of those advocating for have the same desires in mind. I'm not debating that at all. It's how we go about it. The end, I think we would agree on. Stay there, Sheriff. And Kurt, we want to get your take on that when we come back. Kurt's also got an interesting tidbit about South Korea we want to talk about. And then I want to talk about Melania. We'll do it in seconds on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Every day I wake up, it's almost like a battle. It's like, well, you know, I could do this today. I could go get drunk.
I don't like beer. I'm an alcoholic because I can't, you know, stop drinking because it alters my mind, but I don't like alcohol.
And I had to keep telling myself that, you know, this is okay. Everybody does this. My whole life was just a big lie.
I can't control if I do take that drink because I'm an addict and I can't.
I admit it's messed me up.
I don't have a very good memory. I have a hard time remembering things when I learn them.
I can't concentrate on one thing for more than 5 or 10 minutes. You have fun until you hit rock bottom and it's not fun anymore.
I remember sitting in assemblies about drugs and I thought, that's never going to happen to me. I'm never going to be like those kids. But here I am.
The choices that you make are choices you're going to have to live with.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
The good sheriff is with us. He's on the road. SheriffMac.com. I'm sorry, Sheriff. Yes, SheriffMac.com. It's also CSPOA.org. And yes, I want to get Adam Kokesh on the radio. I want to talk to him. I've got a couple of questions that I want to ask that are a little bit, you know, difficult or probing, if you will. But I will be completely fair to Adam Kokesh again. I don't bring people on this radio program to beat them up and to prove that I'm superior and that I'm right and they're wrong and shut them down and go away. That's a waste of time, folks. All that is abuse. In my mind, the goal is to vet his thoughts, to let people decide how they feel about his thoughts, for me to advocate for my position politely, for him to do the same. There are differences between me and Kurt and Richard Mack and everybody that comes on this program. We're all Americans. But I think the goal is to really find out what's best for America and what way should we go. So I'll be kind to Adam Kokesh, and I'll let him make his points and everything. Kurt, I want to just ask you, though. So Adam Kokesh says he really wants to, I want to get this exactly how he said it here. I want the peaceful, responsible dissolution of the entire federal government. That's what he wants. Okay, and then he would basically say, if we do that, then we can rebuild it from the ground up in a meaningful way. I would say I would go about it completely differently. I don't want to dissolve the federal government. What I want to do is work towards applying the principles that made America great, using the blueprint the founding fathers gave us. Okay, I think that Adam Kokesh and myself, and I think Richard Mack and Kurt and everybody else, I think we have the same goal in mind is the point. You want to respond to that, Kurt?
Well, it makes me think of the... original time when the founding fathers got together. This is after they had the declaration, and they got together to do, it wasn't initially to do the Constitution. It was to reform the Articles of Confederation. And they basically just reformed them right out of existence. So it kind of just depends on the way your definition. If Adam Kokesh says to what I can't remember his exact words, but in the end, if they end up with, following the Constitution and doing it the way it was intended, making America great again, then I say let's do it. But I think that both of them could, both of the ways, your way and his way, sound to me like they could end up almost in the same place.
And that's why I say that I think the end result, our desires, I think, are pretty aligned. How we go about it might be a discussion. But I agree with you, Kurt, in the sense that what you're saying is, hey, it all depends on the definition of what Adam Kokesh means. And that's why I want Adam Kokesh on the radio, because I don't want to speak for him. I don't think I have the right to just, here's what he said, take him at his word, and just beat him up and say that, this and that. I want to just hear, let Adam Kokesh speak for himself. Let the president speak for himself. Let Kurt speak for himself. Let even let the South Koreans speak for themselves, Kurt.
Well, good point, Sam. Apparently in South Korea they got a problem. So the government's going to fix it. So it looks like, Sam, they're going to make sure and start turning off computers in the evening. This is all in an effort to, it says in the headline, force people to stop working late. They say the industrious nation works some of the longest hours on the planet. Jeff Parsons is a tech science writer there. South Korea has resorted to drastic measures, they say, to try to stop a workaholic culture engulfing its country. The government has announced a new initiative that shuts down its employees' computers at 8 p.m. on Fridays to force them to leave work on time. Let's see, 8 p.m. on Fridays to force them. The country has some of the longest working hours in the world, with government employees clocking up an average of 2,739 hours a year. Seoul Metropolitan Government says it will roll out the initiative over the next 3 months. Beginning on March 30th, there will be three phases to the plan, starting with the 8 p.m. switch off, then bringing it back to 7:30 p.m. and finally to 7 p.m. for the final phase. According to the BBC, there will be some exemptions provided in special circumstances.
Well, at least they're only paring back work in their country, Kurt. We want to give everybody a check and have them not work at all.
Amazingly, 67.1% of government workers have asked to be exempt from the forced restrictions. Earlier this month, the government also passed a law to cut down the maximum weekly working hours from 68 to 52. So there you go, Sam.
What do you say, Sam?
South Korea.
Well, I guess Kurt's our statistician and that sort of thing. But I think he portrayed it very well there, and I think it all just comes back to the huge problems that we have. And it's really hard to be positive. Sam, you've said before the break that we're going to come back with some good news. It's really hard to stay positive. It's very difficult not to become cynical with all the carnage and horrible things that are going on in the country. Democrats and Republicans are really the same party. And that's another thing that Adam Kokesh has said for a long time. And I'm becoming more and more convinced of it every day. And Kurt's really intelligent, and probably more so than I am. But he's I'm still trying to catch up.
Well, Kurt, basically, he wants to just tell you that other than that, it's not so bad, Sheriff.
Yeah. Good point, Sam. I'll give you some good news, Sheriff. This will really surprise you.
My good news
you
story.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you're good. I'll do mine in a second. Go.
Sheriff, in some cases, you can get a house for about $4,000 now.
Not even true. I don't even believe
Well, I'm just telling you that, you know, some of the reports, I mean, this is from a Newt Gingrich official newsletter.
Then I certainly don't believe it. Go ahead,
Sam. But anyway, you know, in some cases, they're doing what they call 3D printing houses. And so in a day's time, you can basically print a house. And this is a two-bedroom kitchen and kitchen and living room house or bathroom house. And they print them up. Have you seen any of these pictures?
I don't think so.
Well, anyway, so what you got, I mean, you've seen a normal printer. You just kind of have to make that thing on turbo. It's big, and so it's basically just cruises around based on the computer, and it makes the walls and does all these. And what you've got is the stuff that, or the, quote, ink that it's putting out is just a little bit of cement, and it's just basically making your walls. So if you could do a house for $4,000, I mean, at least there'd be a lot less cost in your housing while you pay more taxes, right?
Yeah, so they say this is an opportunity to revolutionize the housing industry for the good of those who need housing, or is this a job killer? It's kind of the headline of the article. Kurt emailed this to me, and I hadn't seen it. And I basically told Kurt, go do some due diligence. Let's find out how real it is and get some people on the radio to talk about it, because I don't believe that it's real. And the only reason I say that, Kurt, is I've seen too many of these things over the years where it's just like, man, I'm going to drop the IRS and save everybody today. And we're going to do this tomorrow. We're going to build this and we're going to do that. And 90% of it just turns out to be baloney. And I hope it's real, by the way, because I don't think it's a job killer. I think it's an incredible solution. But the way I'll know if it's real is this. Kurt, why don't you buy one? And then I'll be glad to tour it tomorrow.
Well, I'm looking at a part of a hotel that was printed over in the Philippines. You know, I think the phrase printed is not very good here, but, you know, it's just because when you hear the word print, I think of paper. But I don't think, you know, print.
I don't, because I've got a 3D printer that prints all kinds of mock-up things that we do for work and stuff. I don't think of it as ink anymore at all, hardly. But anyway.
Well, this is Dateline 2015, or excuse me, the date of it was 2015.
So you're telling me 3 years ago they were going to make these available, and can you buy one?
No, they built this part of a hotel with it. It's called the Lewis Grand Hotel in the Philippines, and I'm seeing the pictures, and I see, you know, I've watched some of the YouTubes, you know, and basically they've, you know, they're doing this, Sam.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. Let me just stop you for a second. There's no question they're printing all kinds of incredible items with 3D printers, from guns to the ability to make houses to all these things. I've even got a 3D printer at work that I manage as an IT director that literally prints out mock-up things that we use that are incredible. And there's no
doubt
it's real.
A castle. I'm looking at a castle that has been printed. Now, it's a small castle, Sam.
I know, but Kurt can have a castle.
You know, but, you know, the point is that, you know, I guess you could say there's some good news. You can lower your housing costs while you pay a whole
bunch more taxes. Yeah, so I'm not saying that they can't print this stuff. What I'm saying is they're not going to deliver one for me for $4,000 in a day. And if they are, my response is, hey, Kurt can spend $4,000. And I can tour it tomorrow, and let's just prove it. Let's just see if it's real. And so I'm not challenging the technology. And I'll tell you why I don't believe it's real right when we get back from the break. I think it could be real, Kurt. And this is something that I highlight a lot. And I know you think I challenge you on things, and I don't mean to just be a contrarian. But I do want to point out something. Well, I'll tell you before the break, and you can think about it, and then Kurt can respond after the break. And then we'll move to my good news. This is good news, though, because it shows the technological advances that we're achieving. It's incredible. The reason I don't believe it is because the regulations will cost more than $4,000 before you ever even get the thing delivered to your lot and set up.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Kurt, what do you say?
Let's see. So what am I supposed to answer?
Oh, that's why I usually recap and stuff. I just didn't want to waste time. I didn't want to keep stealing your time. I'm saying that I believe they can print this kind of stuff. I don't think that's under debate. I think it's technologically possible. My problem with it is government regulation is so out of control that I don't even think you can get the thing, one, printed, two, delivered, three, set up, and have a house, because the government won't even let you. Dude, it's like trying to build the Ark in modern days. You'll never get it built. So I'm not challenging the technology or the opportunity here. I think both are true and real and valuable. What we got to do is get government out of the way, though. I don't even know if you can find a lot to set up one of these houses. Although I would advocate for it, and I would reduce regulation, and I think we ought to work on making these things real, Kurt.
Very good, Sam. I don't think there's anything else for me to say.
But do you believe it's real? Do you believe we could set up one, though?
Well, I can see the pictures, Sam, and I can read the stories, and if Newt says it, it's got to be true.
Does he have one of those built? Could somebody, if I fly anywhere in the country right now, could somebody show me one of these houses set up?
Yeah.
Where do I go?
You go where they're building them right now.
That'd be a good idea.
Like 100 of them, you know, just like right
where?
Now, I couldn't, in the story, let's see, it shows that they're getting ready to do 100 of them in one place, but they've already done a bunch of them. I'll find that
here. Yeah, I'd just like to know where.
Ask Sheriff Mack about that.
By the way, Kurt, just so you know, you and I went and saw some of these houses.
Yeah,
we drove to Texas and saw some of the Steele's homes. They were incredible, and I'm convinced they're real.
Yes.
Okay, and so I would like to do the same thing for this. I'm not here to down it or be negative or anything. I'm just here to tell you that I'm concerned about government regulation. And I bring this up because I've tried to follow the tiny house movement for a long time. And those poor people can't get it off the ground, not because it's not real, not because they can't do it. They're doing it. But they just struggle and battle with governments everywhere. It's out of control. Sheriff, what do you say about all this?
Well, I'm hopeful that that would be the case, that you could get a home for that cheap. Certainly, that would be an amazing progressive accomplishment or progress. I say the word progressive, and that sounds like I'm talking about Democrats, but I think it would be an amazing...
No, actually, progress has a real valuable when used properly.
Exactly.
But go ahead.
But I think you're right that the government would make the price go up to about $70,000 instead of the original $4,000 or $5,000, but still, that's still a great deal. I think if the home would stay at that kind of price, it still would be affordable for everybody, and I certainly would. I would consider getting one for my son right now.
Amen. I agree with that. So I'm not downing the value here, Kurt, and I'm not saying we shouldn't bring it up and talk about it. I think we should. I'd like to go on a road trip and investigate these things for reals and do radio updates on it. I think that the concept is incredible. Just like I think the concept of wind power and solar power and all those things are incredible. I just do not believe with the current landscape of regulation in America, you'll get these projects off the ground. That's my only opposition. And I don't mean to be negative.
What is SXSW, Sam? I think you know what it is. It's like a...
No, I don't.
Okay, so these guys unveiled one at this place. This Silicon Valley-based nonprofit unveiled a house that they built, and that was at this... it's in an Austin backyard right now. The printed home stands in an Austin backyard. And then you can see the pictures.
Will they let us go see that location?
I suppose so. And then they're going to build them down in Haiti. Let's see.
I'm not going to Haiti down there to see those, Kurt.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. But
Austin, you might. You might do live broadcast from Haiti.
Or dead broadcast. But
Haiti will probably let you build them, Kurt.
Yeah, well, maybe so. And then down in El Salvador, they
say... See, now I think the El Salvadorians might let you do it, too. I just don't think an American can do it. It's kind of like if you told me you want to start a business and manufacture in America. I'm going to say you probably won't get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it might not be that you... I'm not saying you couldn't do it. I'm just saying in the current landscape, good luck.
Yeah. There you go.
You know, there's that joke about the guy trying to build Noah's Ark in modern times, and Noah's just sitting on the side of the road crying. Everybody's like, what's up with you? And he's like, I just can't get this job done, Lord. I just, yeah. You know? And that's kind of the reference point that I come from. All right, anyway, we'll dig into this. And by the way, this will be a theme going forward. We'll talk about these. Basically, it's, what is it, a Lewis Grand Hotel? Is that what it is?
Well, that's where they did a hotel. Not a whole hotel, but the guy wanted to expand it, so he did part of part of the hotel.
Yeah, and then they say planning 3D printed homes.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's dig into it. Let's see if we can get some guests on this and learn more about it. We had some guests in the past on some of these tiny homes, and go ahead.
They say later this year they're going to bring the printer to El Salvador, print some test homes, and finally print a community of 50 houses. So, you know, you've got houses being printed now.
Yeah, pretty neat. And I hope that
it
becomes reality.
They say the printer costs about $100,000, and that they can print about 1,000 homes with each printer. So
that's incredible. Yeah, because then it gets eventually clogged up with cement or whatever it does.
I don't know what it is. Yeah.
All I'm telling you is there's a life cycle for these things. And when you start printing big old walls and stuff, these printers get worked hard, Kurt.
Yeah, and if you order a printer like that, you better have some room for it. I mean, it's not like a printer that FedEx can deliver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Anyway, all I'm telling you is it's pretty neat. It's something that we'd like to learn more about, that's for sure. And I agree with the sheriff that I hope it's true, and I hope it's real, and I hope we can get government to go along with it because I think it could be the answer. Kurt, or Sheriff Mack's son needs a home, and the sheriff's ready to build one right now, Kurt.
Yeah, I'm ready to.
Put me on the list.
And Kurt's ready to build one. And so if it's real... You know, I'm expecting the next little bit to be basically broadcasting live from one of your
technology.
Kitchen table homes, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then if Kurt can get with his buddies in Salt Lake, they can go ahead and just put your energy, forever energy in it. And, buddy?
That's right.
You're just going to be...
Got her done.
I'm telling you right now, the next thing you guys will tell me is you drop the IRS.
You heard the report from our buddy, Neldon, right?
I heard the report that he was out of the country and that he's coming back and we're going to have him on soon.
Well, he just came back, and he's working on a $600 billion project in Nigeria. So,
yeah, that's
good.
I hope that project works out. Then he can go to Haiti, and then
happening.
He can go to Puerto Rico, and he can
that's
broadcast
right.
live from there. And he probably needs to take Kurt on the road as his personal engineer to get a lot of that done. And anyway,
well,
it'd be very cool.
I figured you and I could go along.
Not me. I got to stay home and hold down the fort with Adam Kokesh.
That's right.
You know
good
what I'm talking
point.
About? All right.
Yes.
My good news piece before the end of the hour. Wait a minute, we didn't even get to Kurt or to the sheriff's thing. Let's do sheriff's thing, and I'll just have to give you a teaser on my good news for tomorrow's show.
All right.
Sheriff, you're on the road. Why? And what's happening? You're doing good things as far as I can tell. You're on the campaign trail for the good guys.
Well, yes. In California, there's a group of people here, a Tea Party group and another freedom group. I can't remember their name. This is the Sutter County area, Grass Valley, Oroville, California, Northern California, a little bit, and they're having candidate forums for their sheriffs, and they're asking me to moderate them and to actually speak at these forums, and I've got about three of them lined up between now and Sunday, and I'll be home Sunday. So I got here last night. We've got a full day today and a full day tomorrow, and then another meeting, breakfast, get-together Sunday. Well, a brunch, Sunday about noon, and then I fly home out of Sacramento on Sunday, and of course, this is what I do, and this is what I love to do. And so far, I did one on Skype on Monday of this week, and I was really disappointed in the candidates. To be quite honest, nobody talks about constitutional issues. It's just who's the best grant writer, and who has served on SWAT teams, and who has kicked in the most doors and made the most drug arrests, and so on. So I'm hoping to be able to bring some attention back to the true constitutional issues and really what every peace officer and sheriff, the purpose for which they are here, and that is that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. There's very few that acknowledge that that really is our job, and that is to protect rights. Our God-given innate right is what we're here to do. And so I guess I hope to be the little wake-up call on that while I'm here.
Amen to that. Mac Campaigns for the Good Guys is my headline for this. And you're really, as a moderator, you can, this is the interesting thing, people don't realize this. As the moderator, you can bring up the issues that count for discussion, can't you?
Oh yeah, I did. I did on Monday. I actually said, you know, my question is there anything in law enforcement that we do that's unconstitutional? Roadblocks and DUI checkpoints, unconstitutional. And is there a way to do them constitutionally? None of the candidates had anything to say that they were. They, in fact, most of them maintained they were constitutional because the Supreme Court said they were.
So, of course, it did.
Yeah.
Wow.
So and one of the candidates talked about the Fourth Amendment like he was very familiar with it, and I said, "Well, just tell me, is a roadblock or a DUI checkpoint? Is it adhering to the principle of probable cause? Is there probable cause for this?"
No. It's nothing but a trap for everybody. There's not any intelligence brought to bear. There's just simply stop everybody and pry into their lives and kind of violate their rights a little bit to decide who you want to continue pursuing.
And most of them also gave answers like, as long as you're saving lives and as long as you're bringing in numbers, then of course it's constitutional. It should be something we do.
I support saving lives, but I don't think that hardly means that I'm constitutional if I save lives in a violation of my rights kind of way.
No, you can. You don't have to cut corners to do it, and you don't have to break the law to enforce the law. Yeah.
That is the point, for sure. All right, my good news piece, I want to get each of you a chance to really quickly respond to it. We'll talk about it tomorrow in more detail, because I think it's a story that I've been saving, because it requires a lot of discussion. The headline says, Melania Trump, so President Trump's wife, stands against critics. And she's standing against critics on this bullying thing. And she wants to put together an anti-bullying kind of campaign and effort and focus. And the headline basically says, Melania Trump puts the critics to rest, reminds everyone what really matters about bullying. Justin Caruso for the Daily Caller writes the piece. Everybody's criticizing her, going, "Ah, you're horrible, Melania. Your husband abuses everybody and their dog." And she stands up boldly, nobly, and independently, in my opinion, and says, "Listen, I'm not here to talk about anybody else. I'm just telling you my actions are to put together a coalition to stop and reduce bullying everywhere." That comes on the heels of her Random Acts of Kindness campaign that she worked on that everybody criticized her for. And I have nothing but praise for this stuff, gentlemen.
Well, that sounds, yeah, that's great for me, too. Melania has taken a lot of heat for wearing shoes. She doesn't get credit where credit is due, and this is certainly one of those.
And she's paving the way in so many ways, from saving money to downsizing government and staffs to standing for random acts of kindness and now directly, boldly standing against bullying. Maybe she can even influence her husband with her kind national initiative. Kurt, final word's yours, sir.
Amen to that, Sam. You said what I was thinking of saying. She's a poster child for cutting back government, went to 39% of Mrs. Obama's budget.
So there's a good news piece. I told you I had good news, folks. I know you were thinking it wasn't even possible. But between Kurt's good news and my good news and Sheriff on the campaign trail promoting good news, campaigning for the good guys, we just got all kinds of good news on this broadcast. How many other broadcasts can say that, Sheriff?
Sheriff Mack, the FBI is looking for 52 bars of gold at 50 pounds apiece in Philadelphia or in Pennsylvania. So, you know, that's a pretty good news piece.
Maybe you ought to help with the archaeological dig, Sheriff.
How about it?
Hey, thanks, gentlemen. CSPOA.org, this nation shall endure.